Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of things.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know He's working.
I know He's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Live Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. Hallelujah and glory to God. This is Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern day Shulamite woman, and I am here tonight and so blessed to be able to welcome you to Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, February the 3rd, 2022. Now, my brothers and sisters, here is your anointed host and facilitator, the very beautiful, hallelujah, inside and out, my little sister, Apostle Jaylion Travis. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene Cook, a.k.a. Bishop, Big Sister Shirlene Cook. Wow, God has a word for us tonight. I'm trying my best to contain it, and here he uses you to play the song is turning around for me. And, oh, my goodness, I just felt that again. But I just wanted to tell everyone thank you for tuning in tonight on Spirit Alive. For the Gap Ministries 2012 Bible study that we have here on Spirit Alive Network every second and fourth Thursday of the month. I want to give God praise. I want to give him glory and honor for doing what he's doing in Spirit Alive and what he's doing in Gap Ministry and all ministries over the world. And I just want to, before we get into the word, I just want to just take a few seconds, a minute or two, to just praise, because there's a stirring in my spirit right now, unlike when it was when he gave me this word. And I just want to just go before the throne of God to speak with him as only the way that I do. And God, I just thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is something about tonight. It is something that you've been telling us. It is something that you need us to tell the people. That's what I should be saying. And, Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be used as a vessel of impact, to be used as your servant. And I am your servant, Father God. We're all on here as your servant. So, Father, use us all mightily. Let us come together. Open up our ears and our spirits, our hearts, and our minds. Speak through me, because it is going to be you that is speaking. I yield and decrease that you may increase in my life. Father God, for all of those that are listening worldwide, I thank you for the time that they've taken to come on to this network to hear the word of God spoken through the vessel of God. So, Father, we thank you for everything that we are going through, for the many trials, the tests, the things that we overcome, but we can't do them without you. So, Father, help this word, this message that you're sending tonight, that you're speaking tonight, that you're releasing tonight, this rhema that you're releasing on tonight, let this take hold of your people. Let the word go forth as a seed and let it take root deeply within their heart, mind, and spirit. Let them do what it is that they have to do as this word resonate and grow. And, Father God, let it be harvested so that we may share this word and this gospel all over the world. I thank you, Father God, and I ask that the Holy Spirit come in and use me and that it would ignite a fire upon all of us, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus will cover and protect this word to keep it from being sifted and pulled out by the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bishop, Apostle, thank you so much for having us on, for having Gap Ministry. We are a part of the Spirit Alive family, and we're so blessed that we are.
Amen.
We're going to talk about a amen. We're going to talk about some things. I'm just going to go out. I'm just going to go say it like this here because I don't even know why I'm so excited, but I'm excited. And when I get excited, sometimes it's hard to put it into words. We're going to talk about stay tuned, hashtag stay tuned. And the reason why God is telling me to tell the people to stay tuned because there's so many people that discount you simply because they're reading either the previous chapter of your life or the chapter that you're going through. they're reading the chapters, the pages of your life. And when I say reading, that means that they are, how would I say this, that they are actually viewing, or they're partaking, or they're praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, you know, praying against certain things. Or you think they may be rooting for you, but they're watching you and they are enjoying you going through, because their expectation is no matter what you're going through, that you're not going to make it through, that you're not going to, I'm going to say it like it is, you're going to go through it, but they don't expect you to come out of it. Does anybody on here understand where I'm going with this? Because in Romans 8:28, and that's where we're going to take this subject from, Romans 8:28, I'm going to give you guys a chance to get your Bibles out and go with me on this journey. Go with me on this thing that's going to strengthen you, that's going to revive you, that's going to renew you, because we need to be renewed in our strength. We need to be renewed in this current process that we're going through. We're going through COVID times where we got to wear masks everywhere we go. We're going through times where it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. We're going through ice storms and sleet and rain and hail and snow. We're going through earthquakes in certain places. But let me give you this before we go to this scripture, because I got to set this thing up so you could feel it. And once you feel it, you'll react to it. When you react to it, then you'll move by faith, because you're going through an ice storm in your life, in your spirit, in your thoughts, and in your mind. And some things are freezing up on you and getting stuck to those things that you're anchored to, that you should have been thawed out, meaning forgiven and moved on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You should have thawed that thing out where you can move on from it. Because if you stuck in a frozen situation, amen, that thing right there will hold you to it. So we're dealing with icy conditions and sleeting conditions, and how prophetic it is that today, February the 3rd, the year 2022, there's an ice storm and inclement weather conditions going from all the way from down from Texas all the way to the top of the United States into Maine. And the enemy will start you. He will plant you at the bottom of something, but he wants to carry you all the way through. Because, see, when you think you're at the top, the enemy wants you to stay stuck, because he's still going to have you connected to that thing that's at the bottom. He wants that ice to keep flowing, that sleet, and when it's become so frigid, you can't function, because then you get hypothermia, where your life is so threatened, your health and your spirit is threatened. And then if you're frozen in a situation and your spirit is not conditioned where it's supposed to be able to do what it wants to do, then those naysayers that are sitting to the side saying, ha, 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 that ain't working. Because, see, you got people on the sideline, Apostle Shirlene, that saying, aha. But let me tell you what the Word of God said to me. He said, I heard it 3 years ago when he said, hashtag stay tuned. But I've been hearing it more and more and more. As these things develop in our lives in this season and in this time that we're going through in life, and remember what I'm saying, you're going through, but God's going to bring you out. God said to tell them in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and those that are called, watch this, according to his purpose. Now, you got to love them. You got to be called by the Lord, because when he says work together for the good of them. Now, the only way they're going to work together for the good of them is that you have to love the Lord, God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. I had a sidebar conversation with my bishop here, with my senior apostle here. When people know that and they're tied into the vision of God, they're going to labor with you. So those things are according to his purpose. They're going to work with you. Because why? Not because they so crazy about you, but because they love God and they see the purpose. But there are going to be some people, they're going to discount who you are. They're not going to think much of what you do, because they feel like you belong on the backside of the pastor. Why do I say that? And how do I know that? Okay, so let's talk about a guy named David. His parents, now his father, now God sent the prophet to anoint a new king. But some people look at you and they want to judge your outer appearance, just like some people want to judge a book by its cover. And whatever chapter we in, that's what they see. Well, the chapter that David was in at that time, he was a ruddy, small child, a teenager. He was, you know, smelled like the sheep. You know, he was always on the backside. He wasn't on the at the front, pastor. He was on the backside. He was removed from the normalcy, and he had to be back there hidden to be able to be prepared. This chapter of your life, now, when I say chapter, I'm talking about something that actually that we all go through. A chapter, but you got to remember in Romans 8:28, it may sound like I'm all over the place, but I promise you it's going to get there and it's going to come together. You're going to understand, because when we talk about chapters, we talk about a period of time or episodes in a person's life. We talk about the sequence of events. We talk about having a common attribute. Some of the attributes that happen in people's life, everybody on here has gone through a disappointment. They've gone through a rejection. They've gone through disasters. They've gone through accidents. They've gone through problems and misfortunes. They've gone through fear. They've gone through doubt. They've gone through worry. They've gone through brokenness. They've gone through not having what you're supposed to have. So what's the other word for that? Being broke. They've gone through poverty. They've gone through envy and jealousy. Yes, some people do. Some saints, hello. I remember my late grandfather said, yes, some preachers are jealous of other preachers. Some Christians are jealous of other Christians. Why? Simply because they don't know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. It's not because they feel like, well, I don't want them. She thinks she all that, or he thinks he all that. The thing of it is, you need to know that what they're going through, and if you have that spiritual discernment and you can see the greatness in what they're going through, then you need to help them get there. You need to help push them, because if all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord God, if you love God, you're going to work with them to help make it work. You're going to do what you're supposed to do, because the purpose is according to his will. And the chapter that they're in, no matter what that period or episode is in their life, you shouldn't be judging the process. Some people, apostle and elder, I know y'all two on here, they will judge your process. Some people will come out of obscurity. When you're coming out of obscurity, some people come from a drug addiction background, and they're going to say, oh, he or she will never be able to be used by God. But let's talk about somebody that was drunk once before. His name was Noah, and God gave him a word to build an ark because rain was coming, something that the inhabitants of the earth had never seen. See, there's going to be something that God is going to ask you to build in your current situation that other people have never seen, and they're going to mock you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to talk about you, and some of them going to be standing side by side, oh, girl, or I'll do. Go ahead and do it. But guess what? You tell them to stay tuned, because all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to the purpose. I'm building the ark. Yes, I got to pitch things together, and it may just be a few of us. It may just be some of our relatives. It may just be some members of the ministry. It may be some other ex-crackheads and drug addicts and gang members. It could be some ex-prostitutes and some women that was caught up in homosexuality and lesbianism, or some men, because if God is in them, and if the seed has taken root, and if God planted the seed has to come and maturate and manifest into what its true origin is. Sometimes you can take, I know this to be true, you can take a good seed and put it in soil that don't supposed to be what you should put it in, but you think it may lay dormant. It may take a little bit longer for that seed to come to pass, to take root. Well, no, it's going to take root before it to burst through, to bloom and to come into fruition. But the thing of it is, it's not the soil that does it. It's the seed and what's in the seed. A good seed is only going to produce what's good. So all things will work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But the thing of it is, you some people are standing back watching, waiting for you to fail. Just like Poor Davis, I'm not going to say poor
Come
Davis.
Come on, it's
King
Jesus.
Davis.
Come on now. Bring it on now.
Didn't think he was worthy. But you know what?
Come
God
on.
Said, stay tuned, because I'm going to anoint him king this year. But next year, he's going to rule over all Israel. God has anointed you to do a certain thing in this hour. He has already poured the Holy Ghost. Come on. God has poured the oil within that soil. It does not matter where you are right now. The oil that God is putting in the soil has already become conducive and conditioned to help the seed pump forth. So the fruit of the seed, David was anointed as a king as a child, but he became a king. He didn't come into it. He had to go through battles. He had to fight wars.
Praise
he had to even fight Saul. He had to sing to him. He had to calm them demons. And not only did he have to stay in the backfield and kill lions,
Holy Ghost.
Things that you're doing in your situation, that people see the rough part of you, they don't know what you've gone through. They don't know that you had
Come
to kill a bear. They don't know that you had to kill a lion, that you had to protect some things. But you can be that drug addict tonight. But God is going to use you. You can be that prostitute
Come on,
tonight,
darling.
But God is going to use
Come
you.
On,
you
Pastor.
Can be that prodigal son or daughter. But those people who are reading this current chapter in your life, you tell them to stay tuned. Because
Hallelujah.
All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord.
Yes, it
now,
does.
Let me tell you again, hashtag that. Hashtag, that's
there
my signature. That's my signature. That's my favorite scripture. I got a T-shirt. I'm putting them on my tennis shoes, on my Converse, because that's my logo right there. Hashtag stay tuned. And when they say stay tuned to what? To see what God is going to do. You reading this chapter. You read the first two chapters of my life. But and it wasn't a good beginning. But guess what? God knew how he needed
it's
to plant
be a
me. He knew how
ending.
To commission
Hallelujah,
me.
Jesus.
He knew where to take me.
Thank
he
you,
knew
Lord.
How to wrap me. And the thing of
Thank
it,
you,
is,
Lord.
It don't mean, it don't matter who discounts you. It don't matter who don't think that you're good enough. Look at Ruth. I mean, the people of Israel, when she came to Bethlehem, they rejected her simply because she was from Moab. She was a Moabite priestess. Mm. If you do your Hebrew history and learn these things, you'll see exactly why they didn't like her. They didn't like her because she was an idolatress. She was a priestess, and they sacrificed little girls to a god called Chemosh. For fertility purposes. But guess what? God said, hashtag stay tuned. Y'all want to talk about it? You want to talk? I sent her with wisdom because I sent her with Naomi. I sent her already connected, and I got purpose for her. You're looking at the old chapters of her life, but I want you to
come
talk to her because the new chapters
come
of
on
her
now.
Life going to contain.
Yes,
see, what I'm going to go through is the lineage and the bloodline of my son. I don't see
come
nothing
on,
word. I don't see you rich people, you Pharisees and you Sadducees and you holier than thou, you mega preachers, and I'm not talking about all
Come
mega,
on now.
I'm talking about the mega preachers that think that because they mega that they great, and they think that they're greater than God. Yes, I said it.
Well,
no pastor, I don't care who you are,
Lord.
Baby, you will never be greater than
baby.
God. I don't care how big the church is. It's
baby.
Not the size of the church, and it's not the quantity.
Baby.
Stay tuned to this. God says it's the quality. If Jesus did it with 12 disciples, how many can you? How much do you think you can do? It's not numbers. It's souls that God is coming for. So when he took Ruth from Moab to Bethlehem, he took her not only from Bethlehem, but he took her to the lineage of Christ. And not only did God say, "Let me go ahead and restamp this," she went from Moab to Bethlehem. Watch this. Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem. He had to leave from Joseph and Mary had to leave there. They was looking at where Jesus came from. Oh, that's Joseph's son. Isn't that the carpenter's son? Is there anything good that comes
Lord.
Out of Nazareth? But God said, stay tuned. You're
God
just looking
said.
At this chapter. But I got
tell
something else. Turn the page. You can tell them,
turn
hey,
the page
Mark,
and stay
you're
tuned.
Not, if you got... What you say, if you got faith in God, and if you know that you know that you know that you are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and that you know that God has called you beyond the hell, He have called you out of obscurity. He called you through rape. I am a witness. I came out of molestation. I came out of rape. I came out of verbal abuse, which to me is the worst abuse. But you know what? They told me I was a long-legged, redhead, freckle face, you know what. But guess what? And I'm only 10 and 11 and 12 years old. But I can't. That was that chapter. But they, I kept letting God right. See, you got to keep letting God write. And as he writes, you have to read line upon line, precept upon precept. Where there's a comma, you got to pause in your life. Where God puts a period, that settles it, and you got to walk away from it. See, chapters got to be read carefully in order for you to get to the ending of the story. The outcome is the answer to the stay tuned. When he says his word, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. They discounted David, but I bought him out of the back pastures, even though he was back there killing lions and bears. See, where you are in this chapter is your training ground. You ended up David had to kill a giant. See, there's going to be something massive that's going to come at you in this next chapter in your life. It's going to be like a Goliath, but God is going to give you something to put in you, and I honestly believe it's your faith. I honestly believe that you moving without a shadow of a doubt. I honestly believe that it's going to be moved by the Holy Ghost, because David picked up five smooth stones, but it only took one. And he told him, I'm coming to you in the name of the God of Israel. And he called him an uncircumcised Philistine. You got to call those people and the things that's trying to keep you stuck in your past. You know what? You uncircumcised, because if you circumcised, you that unnecessary stench and that filth has been trimmed from you. But you're not. You're not circumcised. So you're uncircumcised. So I got to go. I got to take what God has given me and knock this thing down. Look at the people of Israel. They had to walk around a wall for 6 days, and on the seventh day they had to shout. So I know what the people of Jericho were saying. They was reading chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. They're not going to do anything. They they ought to be tired by now. What they supposed to do? They quiet. But you know what? They ain't got none. That's why they quiet. See, sometimes you got to shut up. You don't have. I'm not going to say this, but I'm going to say this. You got to shut up in order for the stay tuned to manifest. The stay tuned has to manifest at its appointed time. At its appointed time, you got to be quiet. And then when God said, say something, when God said move, when he said do, that's where it said those who are called according to his purpose. That's where his purpose manifests right there. And then when they're hot about, this chapter is different. I don't think I want to read this. See, they're not going to want to read the good stuff about you. They want to read the bad stuff about you. They want to read the gossip and the slander. They want to read, and they want to write pages about backbiting. They want to help write and put pen to paper about your past and about how you may have robbed a bank, or you was a party to a bank robbery, or she was molested. She got pregnant at 15. How can God? I'm telling you about Apostle J. She was pregnant at the age of 15, didn't know nothing about boys. I heard girls' parents said, I don't want my child around her. But God said, stay tuned. I started teaching young men that was older than me how to be women of God. I started teaching young ladies how I end up teaching them dance step as majoress, had a citywide and a local region dance group, and then start teaching choir to people. The same 15-year-old that had a child and was raising her child, that wasn't on welfare, that wasn't on food stamp, that was number 16 in her high school graduating class. And then the thing of it is, before it was over, I remember my mama going down to the Church of God in Christ, because they told my grandmother that they did not want me in the choir anymore because they heard that I was pregnant. My mama said, at the end of it all, y'all going to be calling my daughter for prayer over these young ladies that y'all think going to be all this. I'm going to tell you what my mama said. Keep your eyes on her. So in other words, stay tuned. She said, because I know what's in my daughter. See, there are people around you that know what's in you. They know what's in the seed. and they're going to stick there and help cultivate that seed. If they're not cultivating you, guess what? They're there to take from you. Everybody can't take from the tree. Everybody can't write in your chapters. There are different people that's going to be a part of the chapters of your life, and there are people that's only supposed to be a part of one chapter. You got to remember what the word chapter means. It honestly means that it's pretty much a series or a sequence of time or events and a period of time, episodes of things that may happen in your life. And the thing of it is, the way that the world sees a chapter is called a main division of a book. Is typically labeled with a number or a title, just like in the Bible. You know, like the Old Testament, they call that the Jewish Bible. It's 929 chapters, so that makes it 39 books. In the New Testament, it's 260 chapters. That makes it 27 books. You have more chapters in your life. You have the only way your chapters end is the day that you depart from this earth. But your first chapter began the day that you were born. When you were born, I believe that God was sitting up in heaven with Jesus and the Holy Ghost saying, all right, Holy Ghost, you're going to have to go on down and be a part of their life because I need people to stay tuned to the things that I'm going to do. Son, you already paid it all. You already shed your blood. I want them to know that they have come from being more than conquerors, but they are overcomers. I want them to know that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. I want them to know that they are holy and peculiar creation. I want them to know that behold, I shall do a new thing, and they shall know it.
Yes, Lord.
I want them to know that I am the Lord thy God, and I will be with them. I will never leave them nor forsake them. I want people to know these things, and I want them to know this first, so that what they know, they can't do nothing but radiate. They can't do nothing but operate because I have called them according to my purpose, and because before I formed them in their mother's womb, I knew them, and I have called them to a holy purpose. I want people to stay tuned because the chapters of this one's life is going to be filled with trouble. And then they're going to get to the next chapter and to the next. And getting towards the middle of the book, I ain't going to wait till the end of the book. I'm going to surprise them and give them something to look forward to. But see, God is just like that. I remember how the word says that he will prepare a table of blessings in the presence of your enemies. They're going to sit there, and some of your enemies thinking because they walking with you, but they don't think you know that they walking with you, but they're actually trying to walk with you to block things. Yes, I said some people in your life are walking with you, but they are designed to block it because they don't want to stay tuned to manifest. They don't want to. They don't want all of it to work together for the good. They want some of it, bits and pieces, so people can be like, they hit or miss. Oh, it's come and go. That needs to be done.
Come on, Apostle.
I don't want to hear about no all things, but I want you to stay tuned because you're going to have to stay tuned because I want you to watch because I'm watching as well as praying. That's how I know and I discern your spirit. Mm-hmm. That's how I know that your walking with me ain't being about me. Your walking with me is being about you and your hidden agenda. But guess what? My walking is in the will of God, so it's going to serve his purpose and it's going to come to pass. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes on me. Keep talking about
me. Come
on
now.
Keep talking about me. Keep
your lips
on. Gap ministry ain't got but how many people? Keep your mouth on Gap ministry. Stay tuned. Keep your mouth on every member. Keep your mouth on a pocket.
Amen.
I was sitting in church one Sunday. My late pastor said this. He said that little old conference line. I said, you mean the blog network that I'm on? I said, and Leola was sitting right there listening to me, huh, Karen? I said, and Karen said it just like this. She said, he just don't know. Didn't know it was global. Didn't know it was global.
When I heard the
AKA Bishop say, you've already been to London. You've already been to Paris. You've been over there in Singapore. That's where your number's been. You've been in Afghanistan preaching. And it's not about the travel, because traveling in ministry is hard work. It's not. Hold on.
Touch, Jesus. Touch.
If you think.
My Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Touch, Jesus.
Ministry is about just traveling.
looking good.
Baby, uh-uh.
Let's
touch Jesus.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
If you love the Lord God, everything that you're in is going to work together for your good. It says work together for the good to them. So it's going to work together for your good.
That's right.
But you have to love God.
Yes, you must love God.
Right now, rebuke me. You have to love God.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, it can't be your agenda. So some
agenda is
about being seen in ministry. And we're going to stay tuned to that because guess what? We're going to see the outcome because there will be no fruit thereof. There will be no fruit thereof.
Come on.
Sometimes when you see, and I got to tell the truth, because there are so many of us that are following ministries that we should have left a long time ago. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Oh, say that.
Mm-mm-mm.
My Lord, use your God.
Spirit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I believe that's why the enemy was trying to choke me. But you have to
know
what God wants you. Because the thing of it is, it has to, what the seed that's in you, the origin of the seed that's in you, it has to work. And the word said work together. So you're going to have to work together with other believers, other sent ones, other called ones. But it has to work together with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the love of God, and with the blood of Jesus. But it has to work together with the word of God. It has to work together in faith. It has to work together in obedience. And it has to work together in total surrender. You have to surrender to God. And when you surrender to God and you yield to his way and to his will, you see what he needs to see. And then you follow what he needs to follow. It's not your agenda. And sometimes, I remember when I first started preaching, people was like, "Ooh, girl, you preach like Juanita Bynum." And I said it in before I knew anything, and I was on the pulpit, I said, "I'm not Juanita Bynum." So I don't
preach
like
him.
I said, when God made me, he made me. I said, he made Juanita Bynum, Juanita Bynum. Do not compare
me.
Because I'm not. That's where we fall short. That's where we let the wrong type of fertilizer into the soil. Because we want to be T.D. Jakes. Don't get me wrong. I love Bishop Jakes. I listen to him. I listen to Joel Osteen, Jensen Franklin. I listened to Juanita Bynum back in the day, Cindy Trim. I listened to Apostle Sherlene Cook, a.k.a. Bishop. I listened to Pastor Tony Peterson. I listened to when my pastor, Apostle Lee Harris, was living. I listened to Zeta Flower sometime when I get on. I listen to who God sent me to because it's according to his purpose. And I got to be part of it. Stay tuned. So I have the vision, like it says in Habakkuk. Not only have I written the vision, but I'm walking and running with the vision. I'm holding fast.
Sometimes
the vision seems like it's tarrying. That's why God tells us, stay tuned. Because he wants us to know that all things that we're going, no matter where this chapter is, where you are in the chapter of your life, no matter what chapter it is, that you could be smoking a joint while you listening to this broadcast right now.
Well,
but I can promise you, if you keep your eyes on God, and if you work, let the Holy Ghost work with you, and if you work, let the Holy Ghost work in you, and if you work with other believers, hear other believers, because I decree and declare that God is going to send ministering angels in the form of men and women to you. So that they can minister to you, and this thing will work together. So the people that are reading this current chapter in your life, when they figure that all you is a dope head or drug user, tell them to stay tuned because you're going to come out of it in the name
Hallelujah,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on.
Snow and ice has to melt. And I don't care how cold it is, from Texas to Maine, it can be from the United States all the way around the world. Whatever has you frozen, whatever has you stuck, tell those people sitting on the outside looking at you, trying to chip a little bit away to make you think that they got your back, and they just chipping a little bit so you can wiggle some. They ain't chipping for you to come out. They're not pulling you out. So guess what? Tell them to stay tuned. Tell the Pharisees and the Sadducees to hang around, because you want them to be at the table. Now, it says he will prepare a table of blessings in the presence of your enemies, but they do not have reserved seating. Only the chosen have a reserved seating. They will
come on.
And there will be
come on.
That's where the stay tuned gonna manifest. That's where all of your troubles, all of the rape, the hurt, the rejection. He left you. He did you wrong. He cheated. Guess what? But stay tuned. Keep going. You had to go through that chapter in your life so you can help other people come out. Yeah, you had an abortion, but guess what? God forgave you. So
that's
now
good.
You know how to love other children and help other women not to go through that thing. Yeah, you smoked a joint today. You snorted a little cocaine tonight. And
my
you might
Lord.
Chew up your hair on. But guess what? Stay tuned, because God can bring you up out of it. I know he can do it. I know God
come
knew,
on now.
It was not perfect. Ruth was a Moabite priestess. Rahab was a harlot. That means a prostitute, a woman of the evening. Noah was a drunk. Moses was a murderer. Y'all know
come
the story.
On.
David was an adulterer. And not only was that, he was an adulterer. He plotted and he committed murder.
Come
and
on.
He was just
say
a
that,
man known
come
out of
on
God's
now.
Own heart. Stay
hallelujah,
soon.
Jesus. You preaching,
stay
girl.
Soon. Be open with them. Let them see what they see, because God is going to
yeah.
show them what they need to know.
That's good.
That's it. All you got to do, let them see
yeah,
what they need
Jesus.
To see. Because God going to show them what they need to know. Because he's going to show
that's
them
right.
their purpose. All you got to do is work
thank
together
you, Lord.
With God. If you love God, you're going to work together with his word, with his will, with his purpose, with the Holy Ghost, with what Jesus did. And you're going to proclaim this gospel. People need to read you. You're the chapter that they're reading. And whatever page and process and episode you're in right now, you know how they say on television, stay tuned to next week's program.
Come
tell
on,
stay
sis.
Tuned. Because you got to remember that in those chapters there are seasons, there are trials, there's tests that we all have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But when we trust God and we remain faithful, God brings us out as champions. He brings us out as conquerors. He brings us out as overcomers. He brings us out triumphant. He brings us out as testimonies. And he brings us out as harvest. So tell them to stay tuned. And I'm going to close it with this. Behold, God says in Isaiah 43, Isaiah 43:18-19, and when you see something, when God says, behold, in 18, he says, remember ye not the former things. He's telling you, don't remember, but everybody else. Apostle, they done read the chapter, but God telling us to remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And then he says, behold, that means to take notice. To take
note,
to stop and watch, pay attention to it. Give it some thought.
Yes, ma'am.
See what it is.
Uh-huh.
He said, I will do a new thing.
A new
now
thing.
It shall, he said a new thing. Then he said, now it shall spring forth. And
yes,
shall
ma'am. Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
The thing of
amen.
It is, he can make a way in the wilderness. He can make you go, he can help you get through these chapters of your life. Remember, whatever episode that you're dealing with or whatever situation you're dealing with, remain faithful, because all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. Tell, look at your neighbor or call your friend or put hashtag on Facebook and say, stay tuned. Watch God
stay
do
tuned.
It. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah and glory to God. What a Rhema word we have had on tonight. And I know you were blessed, because it blessed me to my right down to my sanctified soul. Glory to God. Now listen, saints, we have a few moments left. If you are in the studio and you'd like to just shout a word of praise, hallelujah, touch and agree, hallelujah, you can simply press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are in the chat room and you have a comment or you have a question, hallelujah, you can relay that now. Let me, while I'm doing that, let me just explain something to you. You have heard a word on tonight. Some of you within the sound of our voice, you might be stuck, frozen in your fear, frozen in your insecurity, frozen in your void, in your addiction, in your affliction.
Come on.
In
that's
your aloneness. But tonight, my sister came and told you that you can unthaw all of that. You can have hope, hallelujah, and stay tuned, hallelujah. You can have peace in Jesus and stay tuned.
Yes,
you can have grace and mercy in Christ
Amen.
Jesus and stay tuned.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
Your past does not have to dictate your future.
Come
God
on.
Can write a new chapter, a new verse, doing a new thing just for you. But all you have to do is acknowledge, first and foremost, that he is and that you need him in your life. Not grandmama life, not grandpa life, not auntie life, your life. Because there's going to come a day when he's going to ask you, who do you say that I am? And look, let me explain something to you. See, I love what my sister was saying on tonight because, you know what, over 15 years ago when I started the Spirit Live Network on Blog Talk Radio, people did mock me. What you doing that for? What'd that do? But when the pandemic hit and everybody ran to social media, everybody was jumping up on the internet. Now
Stay tuned.
I have relevance. I had relevance the whole time because I was doing exactly what my daddy God told me to do.
Amen.
So instead of clamoring, hallelujah, when the pandemic hit, I had peace in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
Because as for me and my house, it was God's business as usual. See?
That's right there. That's rich.
So somebody needs to know and understand. When you have Christ in your life, all you have to do is stay tuned. Stay tuned and watch my Father God show up and show out. Stay tuned and watch him bless me in the midst of my enemies. Stay tuned and watch me trip over his righteousness. Hallelujah. But he never lets me fall. Stay tuned and watch me hide. Watch him hide me under his pinion.
And you know what? And you know what, Apostle? Some people, just like sometimes you could be reading a book, you'd be like, this ain't working. Some people be like, they ain't gonna do nothing. They try to close the book on you. Stay tuned. You
they banking
reading.
On it.
Yeah,
you know what?
Reading.
Can't nobody count us
keep
out
walking.
When God has counted us in. And
there
what we need to understand is we were accepted in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world.
Of the world.
Of the world.
And see, some people don't get that. Some people, and
y'all don't get that.
Amen.
But look, you done got me stirred up over here. But let me let Elder Leola come on in because she's always faithful. And I like to have all the servant leaders say a word that's here. But you know, girl, look here. You done got me ready to go outside and ask somebody do they know Jesus, okay? But dear sister, Elder Leola, come on in the room, honey.
Oh, my goodness. This is such a word. I'm sitting here. I'm burning up. I ain't got hot.
I'm telling you.
You know, when Apostle was talking about the book, you know, back in the day, we had to do a book report. Sometimes if we didn't want to read the book report, we'd get the cliff notes. The cliff notes are just the bits and pieces of the book. You don't really see it. You don't really know it. It's not a book. You have to read the book. You have to read the chapters. You have to turn the page. Oh, my God.
Come on now.
Come on.
We tag team it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, baby. Come on, girl.
Stay tuned. stay tuned. Turn that page. It don't matter what you're doing. It don't matter what you're going through. Like Apostle said, you could be in the crack house. You could be in the liquor house. You could be on the street. But no, stay tuned. Turn that page because God got something for you. That seed is starting to grow. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, and that's the beauty of what, that's why I love you sisters being on and touching and agreeing with the word of God, because I tell people, you know, a long time ago, long, long time ago, the same phone that people use to call their pimp, call their dope dealer, that's the same phone they could call and hear a word of God. Hallelujah.
My God.
Okay, see, I tell people, turn it on, call us, call me. You can't, look, I said, I don't care, because you know what? We can't see you, but God can.
Yes.
So, you know, if just one calls Spirit Alive instead of their dope dealer, whether I know it
or not, I'm
blessed.
Amen.
I'm blessed. Because like you said, my sister, God is not concerned about the numbers. See, I've never been concerned about numbers. I would rather have a small body with mega faith than
a
mega church full of people
with
no faith.
There you go. Amen,
you know,
right there.
You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I want to be around people that can pray some stuff off me, that can help me pull down some strongholds. You know, that will go out with the, you know, hit with boots on, hitting the ground, going out feeding
boots
the homeless. Boots
walking
on the ground,
like,
you know what I'm saying? Getting in the trenches, rolling up their sleeves, getting dirty.
And doing the work of the Lord, you know, laying
doing the actual
the
work.
Talking.
See,
to
I, we got way too many prim and proper preachers that are puffed up and propped up in pulpits. And that's not what we were called to do. And as servant leaders, instead of sending people to do things, we need to be taking them out and showing them how to do things, making sure that they're doing it correctly. Go
and
ahead,
you know what
sister.
Else, Apostle?
It's your Bible.
We're not called to be seen. We're called to make Jesus known.
We're called to make Jesus known. You better sell somebody up in here right about now.
And that's what some people are – that's I have someone that I'm connected to where I work, and they ask me these little questions, and I know they're curious, so I'm mindful of what I do and what they see in me, but they see the real. They see – they don't see no dressed-up Sunday church preacher. They see the real me. Because if I get mad and I need them to do something,
there
I have to look y'all playing with the right one, because I'm coming for you.
Okay.
And then when it's time for, and if I have to apologize, I apologize. But when they ask me about the word of God, I tell them. But I want God to
tell them the truth.
We cannot be, we are losing many souls. Satan, there is no reason why hell should be populated. It should be plundered. Heaven should be populated.
You know.
But when
sweetheart,
want people, you know, some people go apostle where they want to be served and seen. When we supposed
yeah,
to be
well,
served,
see, they wear their, they
God
wear
know.
This whole, they wear their call, they wear their gifting, the gifting of the apostle as titles of entitlement instead of understanding we're servants. See, when we get
we're
to the kingdom, God is not going to say, well done, Apostle Cook, or well done, Apostle J. Leon. He's not going to say, well done, Pastor Leola, or well done, Teacher Lester. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful
servant.
I don't care if you call me apostle, bishop, whatever you call me. I'm still just a servant.
Amen.
Saved by grace that has been called to tell you what thus saith the Lord. No more, no less. I'm not your matchmaker. I'm not your secretary. I'm not
your
alto in your choir. You know what I'm saying? I am here to tell the word of God with you so that you might live an abundant life in him right now.
And the thing of it is, I'm on a mission to make sure that you're not, if you're around me and God send me to you, you ain't, I want you to know that hell ain't for you. Heaven is. That's your destination.
Heaven is.
That's
you better tell them, sis.
Come on.
Because you know what? While people want to be seen, and every time that they miss telling somebody about Jesus, guess what? we're not judging, but I'm just like this. I'm not going to let you off the hook because God is going to tell you. Well, Jesus, I had a mega church. Yeah, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It was for you.
He wasn't present.
Jesus, I went all over the world. Yeah.
And?
But that was for, for you.
Look, I went out. You went all over the world. Okay, I created the world.
Yeah. And not one, you know, and you and like I said, you showed up, the lights came up, you performed, and you left. You were not concerned about the souls of my people.
Mm-hmm.
You were concerned about the ratings for your television network for the month. See, that's what people got to understand. If you gonna get, if you gonna do the work of God, you got to do it God's way. Because then, when you stay, because when you get to lying about what you're doing for the Lord, when you get to doing things in and of yourself, guess what? God can strike you dead.
Right there.
Okay.
Acts Ananias
and he can
wife.
Strike you dead when you get to the, he'll be like, get depart from me, I know you not. Those are the scariest words I've ever heard in the history of language.
And I never
to hear Jesus
to say
to me,
me,
depart from me. Or you know what?
You know,
you're all, you know, or you're all saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, but you don't go out and tell anybody about Jesus. Not your family, not your neighbors. Not your coworkers.
But you'll judge, but they will judge. They will judge. And
yeah, but you'll
see
them talk about, well, look at what they're doing. Look at and God
they
does say, well,
right.
Look at what you didn't do.
See, there, and so. It's so many things that people look at. It's like some people will look at, and, you know, we judge books by their covers, and we do people the same way. And that book,
like
it's not going to be, it don't look like it's going to be good. It's got too much going on. But when you open it up and you read it from chapter one, but you don't just stop it. If it's a 50
that's
chapter
right.
book,
you gotta
read
yeah.
the whole entire
thing.
Yeah, you gotta follow the process. You go into a situation, you go into a trial, you go into to things that we deal with in our lives. Just like as a child, when I went into thing that Satan had set up for me, not knowing that I was anointed at that time, but I had Adam and Hammond spoke over my life. She said, when people are molested at an early age, Satan try to take them out by their mind. He try to take control of the mindset because he know that what God's going to pour in them in wisdom is going to be detrimental to him.
That's
it's going to be the
come
kind
on,
they got
sis,
the, they got the anointing
now.
That's going to tear down those.
Amen.
Things. And
come on.
He said that I was a grown woman in my late 30s, and I was like, oh, my God, you know, because I felt like because I had been molested and raped and part
you
of it
were damaged
was
goods. That's what you felt. That's what you felt, honey.
I was filthy. I was not
usable.
Yeah,
you felt like
that was
good.
Damaged goods.
He works
and,
on that
and
guilt
that's
track.
What he uses. But that's what
that's
he
his,
uses.
That's his
he
stuff.
Uses the damaged goods.
Yep, he uses the damaged goods.
Things work
oh,
together.
Hallelujah.
Come
but
on.
God exchanges beauty for ashes. You know?
Yes,
well, God can he make the only God, like they like them say, I like to say on a on them things, only God can make a masterpiece out of a good hot mess. Hallelujah, saints of God. So we just want to thank you all tonight for listening. I want to thank you, Apostle Jay, Elder Leola. God bless you two, anointed servants of God, for this wonderful Bible study. I'm definitely staying tuned because, you know, I know the Lord is doing a great thing. I'm excited, too. About what the Lord is about to do.
We're sending you a T-shirt soon. We're getting some made. Hashtag stay
home. Amen. And I will receive it with all the love that it was sent.
Amen.
On behalf of myself, Apostle J. Leon Travis, and our dear sister, Elder Leola Williams, we just want to say we're so glad you listened. We pray that you were blessed. We also want you to continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is really and truly our fervent prayer that you be transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here
good night.
At the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my love.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.